Drive with Jack, ABC Radio Perth.
Now, fertility clinics across Western Australia are reporting a jump in inquiries and treatments since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. ABC News Online reports that one clinic in Denmark says bookings are up 30%. The services these clinics offer couples trying to conceive include the kind of prenatal testing that, frankly, could have meant my next guest wouldn't be here today. I'll let her explain.
Hi everyone, I'm Julia Hales. I'm an actor and I want to be a theatre director. I am 39 years old and living with Down syndrome. If I was born in a generation earlier, I might be put into an institution. If I meant to be born now, I probably wouldn't be here. In countries like Australia, life for people with Down syndrome and their families have never been better. At the same time, medical science makes it possible to identify Down syndrome in early pregnancy.
I personally think that it's important that people are making informed choices.
How are you feeling? Got to actually make a decision now.
We think that the world is a better place because there are people with Down syndrome in it. And it's sad and troubling to think that we might be heading for a future where everybody with Down syndrome has been screened out.
I want to know what people are thinking, making decisions about having a baby with Down syndrome.
That's a little taste of The Upside of Downs, a documentary airing on ABC TV tonight, looking at the rise of prenatal screening. And the show's hosted by Perth actor and award-winning writer Julia Hales, who I'm delighted is in the studio with me. Julia, hello.
Hello.
Very nice to have you here. You must be very excited about this documentary.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Tell me why you wanted to be involved in it, Julia.
Right, well, because I always wanted to talk to people with Down syndrome, like for families and mothers and doctors. So that's why I love to be a part of it.
Yeah, and it's a really curious subject, the fact that there are testing procedures available today that will enable people to make decisions that could mean that they would not, that there would not be any more babies born with Down syndrome. And as we heard in that little snippet from the documentary, our world is much better because you're here. And you say in the film that you think life's never been better for people with Downs. Tell me why you think that's true.
Well, because in my life, I do have Down syndrome, and I think it'd be much better to have all of us together into the world. And so that's what I meant about having Down syndrome people in the world to make it much better. So they can be gifted and talented people.
Yeah. And I know when I was growing up and when families had kids with Down syndrome, that often those kids were sent to institutions because there was a belief that maybe it was better that they were there. Well, we don't think that now, do we?
No. They've been closed since they've been closed way before I was born in 1980.
Yeah. Yeah, and for good reason too, because they made it out to be more convenient for families to not have the children there, but it didn't give those children any credit for having talents and skills. I mean, you are proof of talents and skills. You've had a big year this year, haven't you?
Yeah, I had a very big year this year.
Yeah, tell me, just before we go any further, just tell me a little bit about You Know We Belong Together, that play that you were part of, because people just said it was fantastic.
Yes. I have written this script because I really want to get my voice out to the world to hear, for people to hear me. And so that's why I wanted to written this play of You Know We Belong Together, and also...
Which is from Home and Away, isn't it?
Yeah, well that's my dream, but yeah. I also want to be a theatre director someday, and so I wanted to do some plays I can direct, but the play that I did was completely sold out by the Perth Festival. I want I could have educated people about their history back in the past, but
yes.
don't think about it now into the future.
Yeah. Well, and it's probably gave you some confidence too, because did the producers come to you and say they wanted you to present and do the interviews in this documentary?
Yeah. So when I found out about Compass, Kim is the one that asked me to be a host of it. And so I actually met her in Sydney at the ABC with my sister. And so she asked me to be a part of it. And I said, yes, absolutely. I'd love to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. My guest is Julia Hales. She's a Perth writer, actor, aspiring director. And she's part of this wonderful documentary tonight, The Upside of Downs. And Julia, you wanted to speak with a doctor and a woman who terminated a fetus with Down syndrome yep. as part of this project. Why?
Why? Well, because I want to hear more of their experiences. So I want to talk to a doctor about the medical side of it. And I've spoken to a woman who terminated, but that was quite hard. But it's good for me to understand what she was going through.
Yeah. And now Kim, the producer of the program, said, I knew these would be important interviews for Julia to do. But I did worry how she would cope with material that would call into question her very existence. Was that challenging for you? Because, you know, this screening might mean that there aren't more and more Julias in the world.
Yeah, I mean, it was challenging for me to understand the questions. So once I got to know about the questions, then I was okay with it.
Yeah.
And then after that, that's when I interviewed everyone with those questions.
What are you most proud of with this documentary, Julia?
I'm just so proud of everything about it. I'm just so proud of Kim. I'm proud of the people who outside, well, kind of at the back area.
Yes.
So they've done an amazing job to make this show happen. I'm so glad that I was a part of it. Yeah, this makes me feel like I'm actually putting my voice out there, and also to help other people with Down syndrome to get their voices out there.
Yeah, and have the community understand better. Now, I know you've seen the documentary. Are you having a few people over tonight to watch it again?
Yes, I am. I'm having a big pizza night with all my friends and watching it tonight.
Well, Julia, congratulations. It's a really beautiful and thoughtful documentary, and you've done a great job. So for you, 2020 continues to be a year where you're achieving wonderful things. Thank you very much for coming in today.
And thank you.
Her name is Julia Hales. She's the host of this wonderful documentary, The Upside of Down.